Hey, all you Upon Further Review devotees, this is Greg speaking, and this is the first of the Upon Further Review mini-reviews. Clea and I have been talking about doing something like this for a while. Basically, this is a way for us between shows to get you a little bit of content when, as is often the case, thanks to many things in our lives, we're not able to get out the full show to the degree that we want to. So we thought we'd be able to throw in these mini-reviews, which will normally be 2 or 3 minutes talking about an individual topic. And in this particular case, Clea and I are going to be recording 2 separate ones. This one is being recorded from my hotel room in Calgary, where I'm attending the World Fantasy Convention 2008. If you want to find out more about how that convention is going, you check out my website at www.gregoryawilson.com. But I thought I would review something else, because on the way over to Calgary on the plane, I happened to see the movie for the first time, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. And I know I'm a little bit late on this, because obviously this came out last year, but this is, or I guess it was early this year, but this is the first time I've had an opportunity to talk about it, and so I thought I would. A couple of things came to mind when I was first watching this movie. First of all, it's interesting how this seems very much in the sequence of all the other Indiana Jones movies, even in terms of feel. I mean, in a way, it really has the feel of kind of an 80s, you know, a mid to late 80s type of movie, like the other movies were. And I thought that was really interesting, something to do with the camera angles, obviously the dialogue, the way that the whole thing is constructed feels very much of a piece with the other movies. I'd say that's both a positive and a negative. A positive, obviously, because if you like the Indiana Jones movies, and why shouldn't you, then you will certainly find, you know, be comfortable in this world. On the other hand, in some ways it feels to me like movie making has moved on a little bit from the time period of the mid to late 80s, and it seems like this movie is back in that realm, and I'm not sure whether it works in that regard, because it does seem a little bit like a throwback to a degree, and I'm not sure how well that works in any case. Anyway, Indiana Jones follows, then the Crystal Skull follows Indiana Jones 10 years after Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and this particular movie has Indiana Jones fighting instead of the Nazis, who have now been finally put to bed in the last movie, fighting the Soviets. And so we have now, once again, as it says in the Wikipedia article, which I hate to cite, but this is, again, villains obsessed with the paranormal, and that fits here as well. Cate Blanchett plays a villainess from Stalin's regime who is obsessed with finding this information about the Crystal Skull, which will give her, supposedly, power into the psychic world and the world of the mind, which is what she's really interested in. You might be able to see what could happen as a result of all this, but, you know, obviously I won't spoil that for you. On the positive side, the movie has got a lot of good action sequences. Harrison Ford seems to enjoy this role, I think. And it's sort of interesting to me that, obviously, he's older, clearly. He's obviously, you know, a little grayer around the temples. But in a lot of ways, he hasn't aged all that much. I mean, he seems, you know, fairly comfortable in that role, and unlike some situations, I'm thinking maybe of when Sean Connery returned to James Bond in a film which I can't remember. I can't recall which of the James Bond films it was, but he did one later, maybe 10 years after his final film, James Bond, and it really felt like he was coming back to the series sort of as an afterthought. I didn't think that he ever really committed himself fully to the project. You don't get that impression from Harrison Ford at all. He's very interested in doing this project right, and I think he fits well into that role. I think Cate Blanchett does a good job with a very limited role in the villainess. I'll get back to that in a second. And then there are a couple of other characters. Shia LaBeouf plays Indiana Jones's son, and Indiana Jones' former girlfriend from the first Indiana Jones movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark, returns in this movie as well. So as I said, another throwback example there also. So a lot of good action sequences, a lot of good adventuring sequences, very much in the standard tradition of Indiana Jones. And if you don't think too carefully, maybe those action sequences can get you along. On the negative side, first of all, the plot of the movie is ridiculously absurd. And I understand that in a lot of the Indiana Jones movies, the plot is a stretch. But one of the nice things about movies like the Raiders of the Lost Ark to a degree, maybe not Temple of Doom, which was perhaps a little bit unnecessarily gross, although even there, at least the plot fit a little bit. But Raiders of the Lost Ark, certainly, and then The Last Crusade especially, the plot had a certain kind of internal consistency to it. And there's really no internal consistency to this plot at all. Without getting into details, I'll just say that the amount of stretches and jumps and leaps they have to take without any kind of explanation from the beginning of the movie to the end, after a while, begin to strain credulity past the point where I could deal with it. I mean, there was a certain point where I just said, oh, come on, that's ridiculous. And that also has to do with some of the action sequences in terms of how they're actually filmed and structured, where, you know, there are parts where you just go, there's no way that he, whoever this is, would happen to be able to do whatever it is that person had done right then. So I thought that was a limitation of the film. And the second limitation of the film, something I had a real problem with, was that the dialogue is terrible. One of the things about Raiders of the Lost Ark and all the Indiana Jones movies, is that they always had some cheesy dialogue, but the cheesy dialogue fit into some kind of recognizable pattern. When the people said it, you didn't feel they were reading off cue cards. Here, I think it feels a lot different. I mean, there's one point where the Soviet villainess, played by Cate Blanchett, whose dialogue is hideous, by the way. Not her fault, but I mean, she's doing the best she can with a terribly written character. Has a line, and the response, you know, saying something about blah, 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 Dr. Jones. And his response to that is, "I like Ike," which is supposed to be defiant, but which comes off as incredibly stupid. It's not even funny, or even funny in a cheesy kind of way. And so that's the problem, I think, with this film on the whole. I think it's a throwback, and it's a throwback which doesn't need to be as much of a throwback as it was. It feels like an older film. And I think in some cases, trying to shoehorn in this dialogue and make it seem like it was just from the original series and part of that original frame doesn't work the way that I think would have been optimal. So I think the film on the whole is not bad. I don't think it was as bad as some critics made it out to be, but it's not great either. If you think of it purely as a popcorn movie that's just fun to sit down and watch, I think it's probably worth your while to check out on a rental. And if you like Indiana Jones, then it's certainly something you should check out, because it is fun to see Harrison Ford, who does a good job with this character always, playing this role again. So I would rate this film, I believe, a 5 out of 10. I thought it was okay, not great, but definitely worth a rental, as I say, if you happen to check it out. So, I hope you guys like this mini review. Please leave us a comment, or, you know, drop us a line, as you know how to do if you like it. And we'll be back to you guys with a full-length show very soon. See you soon.